So mainly I wanted to speak tonight to the Bochum, whichever ones are listening. And the others can join also. Matzah Shabbos, Beis Hashem, we're going to have speak a little Divrei Torah and about the Rebbe Zatzal. But tonight I want to speak just a few different boys and Pashat boys, a few Menhagim, a few Zachen that I heard and that I saw by the Rebbe Zchon Livracha, and then a few Ovdus and Sipurim about the Baal HaHilula from Shabbos Kodesh. The Rebbe Shmuel Shloimeh Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Livracha. Then afterwards, they'll play a few of the Nigunim. Be'ez Hashem. The first thing. Again, to the Yom Tov Shavuos, the first thing I want to just mention is that there's one minik from Shavuos that's brought down in Meshulayach itself. Meshulayach at the end of Chedek Aleph speaks about the minik that was in Razin, in Nishbetze. We know that in the Botik Nesias, in Botik Nesias, they put the flowers or grass for Chadoyme. Covered the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the Zeichet the Mayim in Har Sinai. So, let's see what the minig was in Nishbetze and Razin. They covered the windows with paper, cardboard coverings that had on it flowers and grass. And the pshat was, the way the Meshulayich is Mazbe, he says because it's Memayit, the light that comes from outside, the Oir HaShemesh, the light inside the house, K'nei Mitzvah V'Toyre Oir, Toyre is Lichtikayit, is light. Lo Yiyah L'cho HaShemesh L'Oir Yoyim, V'Oir L'cho HaShem L'Oir L'Oir Olam. That symbolizes what the Yom Tov of Shavuos is all about, as in the Yidin. Makabel the Torah, Pshat, we don't need the Oir HaShemesh, we don't need the Lichtigkeit from the Shemesh, for Yireach, we have the Torah Oir. We have the Torah, we have the Oir Torah from the Rebbein Shel Olam. So we block the light coming from outside, because the Licht for the light from inside the Besmedesh, that's what Choshev does. They say over the name of the Orchaz Chaim, that Orchaz Chaim said, that's the Lashon, that he said, that Meratzim are happy on Simchas Torah. Not that he's taking away from the simcha that we have in Simchas Torah, but he said the Bnei Torah and the Erlich Yidin and the Mis'amal and Torah, they have a bigger simcha on the Yom Tov of Shavuos than on Simchas Torah, because the day that they began, that they were mekabel the Torah, the Yom HaSchole is much more chashuv than the Yom HaSiyah. Simchas Torah, what the Messiah the Torah is, it's a gewaltige chashiva, it's a gewaltige simcha, but it's a bigger simcha, the Yom HaSchol. The pshat is because the B'chol Yom Yiyu B'necha Kichadoshim, the Reid, is mekabel upon himself, the oil Malcha Shemaim, the oil Torah, but the gewaltige chachis, and he's mechadosh himself. With the limud HaTorah to begin, that's the chashiva, that's the choshev. That's the choshev part. And avada to reach the seam is very, very choshev. But a person learns Torah with the same geschmack, with the same chias, like he just began. But there's all the frischkeit, like he just began. He just began the mesech, everything is geschmack, everything is still fresh. That's the chashiv, that's the word from the Orchaz Chaim. By the Rebbe Zecher Livracha, but I remember, what I've heard from others, Shavuos, the Yom Tov of Shavuos was a Tish Friday, Shavuos by night, a very, very course of Tish. There's an interesting story about that. There's a Magid Shir, he still gives a Shir till today, his name is Rabbi Yom Tov Zange. Then when he began to give the Shiurim in Bismedish, the Fiyom Shir, the Rebbe was very mekar of him, and he enjoyed very much. Today he's Mabes Torah. Today he's a big Mabes Torah in Bnei Brak and a big Poisik. So he began to shear, so he spoke to, he was Merdiya to the people that were Mishtatav in the Shear Dafayomi, that Shavuos by night, he'll be giving a shear to learn the blot from that day. gave the time, whatever it was, 11:30. That's the Shavuos by night, we'll be giving a shir. There's a bunch of shirim in the Smedish, so the first one he'll be giving the Daf Yomi shir. He comes Shavuos by night to the Smedish, and he sees all the tables put together, and he sees a sign over there that the Rebbe is coming into the Tish, 11 o'clock, whatever it was, 11:15. So he says, Shavuos by night is a Tish. Shavuos by night is Melant. He wasn't prepared for the whole thing. It was Zanayah Zachvim. The Rebbe walks into the Tish and he saw him standing over there, so he chapped the ganze Asik, what's going on over here. So he calls him over to the side. It's right before he sat down to the Tish. He says, Ezechan Ab Yomtif, you're going to say a Shia, I'm going to be Mekatz in the Tish. Tish is going to be 15 minutes, and you'll say, and it is going to be Shia, Chatz Shalom, I don't want to, I'm going to say a little Teire. And the Tish was Bezriz's Gedoyle Moit. It was always a short Tish, but this is specifically that year he was Mamish Mekatz in Mezaris. Today that the Shia should start at the time that he said it, that he set forth, even though he didn't speak with anyone beforehand. But as I argued at the time, so let's make it a time, they'll start the time. That was an interesting thing that I heard from the Seed himself, from Beyond the Zang. There's a story from many, many years ago when he started that. By the Tish, they sang three Nigunim. But there's a club site for Tanz Nigunim, you know, Bochulam of Rishiachat, Vichadoim, besides for the regular standard Shavuos Nigunim. They sang Ata Vichatuni. I think Ata Neglesa, which is from the Musaf from Rosh Hashanah, which speaks about Maimon Har Sinai, and they sang Vasiyena from Shpenesu from Yom, Vasiyena Shem Alikene Az Birkas Meyadecho. And the specific Niguna for Ata Bechatuni, Ata Neglesa, the Niguna that was, that comes from Razin from many, many, many years ago, made by Razin Achusa by the name of Rab Kaddish, Rab Kudish, they called him Rab Kudish. He composed Niguna in Razin over there. The Nigin Atav Chatuni, the Rebbe was Makbid, as you sing with that Nigin. And Atav Neglais was also Razina Nigin. Beis Hashem, after we finished, and Atav Chatuni, they'll play Beis Hashem. Atav Neglais will be in the next available opportunity. Since the Atav Neglais that we have is with a musical background, so we'll play Beis Hashem at a different opportunity after Sviya. But Atav Chatuni, Beis Hashem, we'll hear later on. This Shabbos is the Yahrzeit, Choftes Iyar Evrosh Chodesh Sivin, from the Rebbe. Zuchon Levroche, Abshmushloime, Kadosh Elyoin, Goy Noilom, say over the name of the Briskerov. It was a Yid, Ramoshe Weinberg, Yishlaim, I heard it from the Briskerov. The Briskerov, after the Melchome, said, it's a shame that the two Shloimelech didn't live through the Melchome. When the two Shloimelech would live through the Melchome, they would light up the world with the Oira Teire. So he asked him, which Shloimelech are you referring to? So he said, Abshloime Radina and Abshloime Slonime. Two young rebbes gathered, but Talmidei Chachamim Muflogim. Shloimeh Radin was very close to the Brisker Rav. There was a Radin Shtibel in Brisk. The Pnei, the Choshev Yid over there, the Shtibel was a Yid by the name of Ramechel Rashis. Ramechel Rashis, his last name was Rosenberg. Ramechel Rosenberg, big Talmud Chochem. He was gathered a businessman. He was a banker, a big wealthy person, a Gevir. Was a big Talmud Chacham Alamden, the Chassidish Yid, an Erlich Yid. He was Reb Chaim Chavrusa. Chavrusa was Reb Chaim. He used to learn at night for many hours. It was Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was very Mechabedim. After they kach that Mechel was one of the people that were instrumental in the Tveres Yosef was behind it, that the Brisk Rav should become Rav Mbrisk. It was the biggest Nagdis in Brisk then. That the Briskov shouldn't become a lot of Balabatim, they don't want him, he was very sharp. But the Tveres Yosef put a lot of pressure on Ramechel should use his Koyach HaShechnua of being a Mechobedik, a Yid and a banker, so that all the Balabatim look up to him. He should use his Koyach HaShechnua to be Mshachnea, that they should be Machter, the Briskov has Rav over there. There was a Yid of an Eibrak, Talmud Chochem Muflig, Rosh Yeshiva of Slabotke, Baruch Rosenberg, the Enikol for Ramechel. His son, Rabbi Rosenberg, came many times. He's very close to the Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch, by Zayde, and he used to come many times to the Tish, the Yahrzeit Tish on Choftes Iyar, on Shmuel Shloimeh's Yahrzeit. And the reason why he came, he said, because he has a gewaltig hakaras hatoyv to the Rebbe. When he was a young bacha, father's name was Rav Geshen Heinrich Rosenberg. Rav Mechel's son, Rav Mechel was Nifta. And the Rebbe, Shmuel Shlomi, came to Levaya. And he was Mevar, then where does he learn the yeshiva? So the Maya says, his father didn't send him to yeshiva, he sent him more to a school, and he learned, and on the side he learned, but he sent him to one of these schools, and the Rebbe was very against these things. So Yadua, we're not going to go into it right now, so was very against it. But the commander of it over there, the Vigi Keta Welt, and he said, Chas v'Sholem, the Rebbe, he slapped him out of that school, and until he sent him to one of the Litvish yeshivas in the Lit over there. That's where Baruch ended up over there. So he said he has a gewaltig akaris hatoif to the Rebbe, because he put him into the yeshiva, and has always gewachsen, no b'schusoi. I felt that it's very important to hear this. It's kama v'kama maises that were heard from a yid in the living at Yisrael by the name of Yisrael Edelman. He's very close to the Rebbe Chaim Rochen. He's very close, even he's still by the Tveres Yosef. He's still as a bocher, and he had a lot of sipurim and zachen that he saw firsthand. So the tzeilt etlech zachen. I want to say over what he said b'shaitoy, and many of the zachen were written right after Muhammad, but the ganze frischkeit. I have in front of me the ksavim that he wrote. You see the tzar and the agmas nefesh that he had, that the Rebbe Zechariah Baruch was killed in the Muhammad. This is mamish fresh, mamish a year or two after the Muhammad. So he writes over there about the first years of the Rebbe. And the beginning, the Rebbe was very, very against taking over the Tveres Yosef. He didn't want to become the Rebbe. He sent him to his great uncle. And one of the Derdach Chassidim asked him, why is he such an action? You see, the Oilam wants. So why don't you mekabel upon yourself the Oilam and Hoge? Why? So he said, Lamach to the Tzela Maisa. This shows the Shafkite from the Rebbe, the Emeskite and the Shafkite. He said, after the Chemda Shloime was Nifte, the Rav, the Varsha of a Rav, the Rav and Varsha, the Chemda Shloime, so they appointed one of the Gedolei HaTorah to take over his position, to be Rav. Anyway, but it took a long time until the Matzliach to get his Askama from this new Rav. His name was Chaim Davidson. It took him a long time. So he asked him, why are you so against becoming Rav in Russia? Why do you want to take the place of the Chabad Shloim? The Torah we find after Moshe Rabbeinu, he went up to Shemaim, and the Yidden we don't know what happened with him. They made an eagle. So the Shaila Frektech is astonished. If Moshe Rabbeinu is not here, so what do you do? You go. So what do? You make an eagle? If Moshe Rabbeinu is not here, so go get yourself a new Rebbe. Where is take Aaron HaKoyin? What do you make an eagle for? An eagle is the Eitzah. Moshe is in his door. So treff up Satzveit. You have Aaron HaKoyin. You have Grace Mention over there in Klal Yisrael. What's the case to Machanan? Why are you making an eagle? This is what this Rav said. To take the place of Moshe Rabbeinu, the only person that could do that is someone that's an eagle. A behemoth. He said upon himself, Yichanem, the Tata's Platz. How could I take my father's place? That was the Shafkite from the Rebbe. The way he, the Anivis. In the Maisitz Dok of the Chesed that he did, we know about the Torah, the Gewaltige Koich HaTorah that he had. But he was a goin in Chesed also. Mamish b'Mesiyas Nefesh, Nishno b'Mamoinoi, no b'Gufay Mamish. So I'll say a few things that this Rabbi Sol Edelman said. He said that he remembers being Chol HaMoed Sukkis from the year Tofresh Tzadik, which was the first Sukkot after the Rebbe became Rebbe, Tofresh Tzadik. And the Rebbe was then living in Varsha, but Sukkot, he was in a place near Varsha. Polnitz, his name was. And the city of Otvotk, which was near Polnitz, there was a Yid, Radina Chusid, Big Talmud Chochem, that was there, that he wasn't feeling well. He was in Otvotk because he wasn't feeling well. He was sick. And Rabbi Sol Edelman said that he went to Mimavak Cholim a Chol HaMoed Sukkah, the first day of Chol HaMoed. And the Zid asked him, could you actually travel to Polonitz, where the Rebbe is, and be maskev to me in front of the Rebbe? The Rebbe should be mispallel on me. The Rebbe should daven for me. Okay, so I went to Polonitz. And I came to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe was sitting in the sukkah over there, and he was talking, and he was kochin and learning with a few bochum over there. The boys can tell you, right? I came inside. I told the Rebbe, well, my shlichus from the seed, and what the Rebbe felt there's something more that he didn't tell you. Besides for gizun, besides for health, he needs mistama money l'tzayir chifu and zach, and mistama he doesn't have also. So the Rebbe said, I want to send the schum kesef, I want to send the money, but the Rebbe didn't have, there was never money in the house over there. Everything went right away. So the Rebbe said, no, stay here a few days. Stay here. He said, stay till tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow some chassidim will come and bring money, and I'll be able to send you with money to Tvosk. So stay over there overnight. Try. The next day came, no money came in. Day after, Hashan Rebbe, a lot of chassidim came for the Hashan Rebbe, some chastoyre by the Rebbe. And then money came in. Pidyonis, people gave kvittel with pidyonis. So the Rebbe called us. The Rebbe Yisrael Edelman. He was in Geman, a bocha. I think a bocha, still a bocha. He called him over and took all the money that was on the table. And he said, "Go right away to Atvotsk and give it to the seed." Shai, Amayis, he couldn't try. He couldn't go. It was already, there was no trains anymore because it was mamish. It was already close to night. So he stayed for Yom Tov. What is some chastoyde? There was an Ilus Chag over there, and the Rebbe spoke about the Simchas Chag. He spoke about, this is what he says. The Rebbe spoke about the Simchas from Yom Tov Achron. From Yom Tov, he says, "Shtei V'Yisach Sameach V'Rabbi Yisleila Yom Tov Achron Shal Chag." So the Rebbe said the reason why the speciale, we see that the Chachamim or Moisev a speciale Simcha, special Simcha for the Yom Tov Achron Shal Chag. So Chamurim Divrei Soif from Yoisim Divrei Toyde. We're Makbid. We're more Machmir. On Divrei Soifrim, even more than Divrei Toyre, to be Mekayim Divrei Chachomim. So maybe the Simcha of Yom Tov Achron is a Divrei Chachomim. It's more than what the Toyre. The Toyre wrote Simcha Fachag on all Yom Tov. And the Chachomim and Moisev on Yom Tov Achron, they were dashing from a Pasuk, but it's a Koyach Mechazal. So maybe the Choyv is a Simcha from the Yom Tov Achron Chag, is a special Simcha. In the middle of the Rebbe speaking, he reminded himself about his Yid. So right away he called him over, he said, Gemach Avdula, and right away we go to Atvosk. And bring over the money. That was the Rebbe, the way he worried about. In fact, this person needed a lot of money for the Torah Refu over there. There was a bocher. Two more things I wanted to say over here. There's a bocher. They went to one of the yeshivas in Varsha. They got pneumonia. He got sick over there, pneumonia. So the Rebbe right away was busy. He should get a doctor and everything. He slept him here, slept here. He took care of him. And afterwards, he slept him all the way to Atvotsk, which was known to have good ear over there. So for the four, shine. One Erev Shabbos, the Rebbe got the message that it's the last day. It's the last day where you're able to bring your money to keep him in this institution, to keep him over there where he was for his refuah. He had to still be there sometime. So the last day to be able to bring in the money was an Erev Shabbos. Chas v'shalom, they don't bring the money, they can kick him out. A half an hour before Shabbos, the Rebbe sent a shliach to this Yisrael Edelman with the money that's needed, and the Rebbe says right away you should go and pay the bill from this yid, from this bacher. Right? The reason why it took the Rebbe time to put together money. By the time he put together the money, it was about half an hour before this man. And the Rebbe said, even if it's mamish close to Shabbos, altes chase, zanish kechuset. Don't become frum, go right away, because it's benafshoi. And Yitaka went over there. It was a mahalach from about 2 miles away, and he slept the money over there on Shabbos. And he came over there. He found already the bacher outside. He was kicked out already. He was already outside, and he came and he paid for him and he took him back in. And he said, the mamish came, you know. If this bacher would have stayed outside too much longer, the machla would have overpowered him. That was the karech from the Rebbe Zatzal. The last thing I wanted to say was, This is the from Isaiah Zachar said over that he heard it from the Rebbe. He once asked him. He saw the Rebbe in Mishamish Achoyle, Tamut Chosha Mamish, the Gufay Mamish, wasn't the Chvoide, he did it himself. And he asked him, Chvstein, there's so many Mishamishim, so many Tamid, that he didn't know where he could do it. Why does the Rebbe have to do it himself? It's a past, the Rebbe should do it himself. So he says, of imposing in the state, in imposing, Vayas Kena Haran, in Parsh Baloyche. Rashi says over in the name of Chazal, Lahagid Shvuchai Shalaharoin Shaloyshina. Yeah? Haran wasn't Mishana, but the Maisa Menoira, Haran wasn't Mishana. It's exactly what the Rebbe told him. So everyone asked the Shaila, what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? Haran's going to be Mishana? Anyone, especially a Haran Akoyim, will do differently than what the Rebbe told him to. The Rebbe says to do kach v'kach, to light the Menoira as follows. The Haran Akoyim will come and be Mishana. It's a Shvach, it's a praise for Haran Shaloyshina. What's the Chiddush? Of course he's not going to be Mishana. But the Torah says Aharon HaKohen was Oyev Sholem V'Roidev Sholem. Oyev is Abriyez V'Mekav on the Torah. He was a Yedid and a Chavif, all the Poshta Yidin. He took a Poshta Yidin, this is the Lashon from the Rebbe. From the Rebbe Rav Shmuel Shlomi. He took a Poshta Yidin and he put his arm around the shoulder. Like a Gita Chavif, that was Aharon HaKohen. Oyev Sholem V'Roidev Sholem. Oyev is Abriyez V'Mekav on the Torah. So afterwards, Aharon HaKohen became a Kohen Gadol Miachav, and he was mamshich to do it. He kept on doing what he did always. He's Bekar of the Yidin, he put his arm around it, Beseder. So the big Yoyasim, the big Eitzegebis came to Aharon HaKohen, he said, this doesn't pass for Kohen Gadol, Zichazoy Tefirin Bepashtis, and to do all this, you put your arm around people's shoulders and you Bekar of them, this is your leave for the other people, for your Talmidim, they'll be Oisik in this. You know, this doesn't pass for you. But Aharon HaKohen didn't listen to the Eitzeh. He was mamshach in his derech. L'hagit shvuchas l'har shleishina. That's what the Rebbe said. I'm mamshach to do whatever I always did. Begufoy, I'm not have to come out to anybody. Yichtis from the egen, the koiches, from the egen, the zachen. It's nisht the fichvoy, yolle fichvoy, it doesn't make a difference. Ich, but the mois nefesh va'idin zvegen. That was the Rebbe's chamshach. That was what the Rebbe Shmushloim, the Rebbe Shmushloim, the koich ha-toire, go'oynis and toire, and go'oynis and chesed. Begufoy ube mamoinoi. Mamoinoi didn't have, but he had geschafft. Begufoy ube mamoinoi. And we could just try to be heulich bedrochov to follow in his footsteps. Sayin the koich ha-toire, the midas emes that he had, sayin the koich v'chesed, to look out for another yid, to see what another yid needs, especially those that are around us. We have to go too far. To be mechazik ha-tveit yid, to help out another yid, another bocha. The boy shalom zal helfen. Schuss von der Rebbe Zechon Ebrach, ich bin megen upon all of us, ich bin zeuche, to be able to mekabel de teure, ich bin zeuche, ve dietze, ve chedwe, ich bin zeuche, to be a emes kabel za teure, a true simcha za teure, ta afchol za teure, beiz Hashem, ich bin zeuche, to reach the gemar, there's never a gemar, there's always more and more and more, but ich bin moise ve heulich, but the koich ha teure. We hear now the three negunim over here. The first negun is a negun from the Atav HaChatuni. The Nigun Atav HaChatuni was made many, many years ago by this Chusid Rab Kudish. Rab Kudish, I think, lived in the times of Tzvias Yosef, maybe even the Orchaz Chaim. But by the Rebbe Rab Shmuel Shloim, there was a Yid by the name of Rab Leibel Pushet, his name was. Rab Leibel Pushet was very Chush V'Yid in Razin. And he was the one that sang it always by the Rebbe's Tish in Razin. And Rab Riven Vindebaum from B'nai Brak, he used to always sing it by the Rebbe's Tish in B'nai Brak, Sayan Shvuis. Sayan Pesach, Sukkis, and Rosh Hashanah by the Tishon. He used to sing the Atav HaChatuni. The Rebbe was very marked. He was singing this niggin. It was B'talmud gazing in Razin. This niggin was recorded many, many years ago. The Yidin singing the two brothers, Rabbi Riven and Rabbi Pinchas Vindeboim, are singing this niggin together. And we'll hear that's the first niggin. The second niggin that we're going to hear is a niggin doesn't have any words. It's a niggin that we found was recorded in the year 1913. That's in the first years of the Tveras Yosef. That's about the first years, but it's the middle of the Tveras Yosef. The Tveras Yosef on Hogan, 1913, is Tovshin, Tov Reish, Ayin Gimel. Tov Reish Ayin Gimel. It was recorded by Radina Chus, that lived in the city of Kremnitz. His name was Rechaim Kagan. And he recorded this niggin. We heard that the recording is a recording that was done back in 1913. It's a niggin without words. It's called a niggin for Shabbos. That's what it's called. And the last one is a niggin that was also written a note that was written by a Ravina Chusid, Berish Rosenfeld. He lived in the city of Duvne. And Duvne, Berish Rosenfeld from Duvne, I don't know if he lived there, he came from Duvne, they called him Berish Rosenfeld from Duvne, and he wrote this nigun B'shaitoi, and it's a song, it's the one singing is a he that sang this, that's already within the last 20, 30 years, someone that sings a nigun based on the notes that this Berish Rosenfeld wrote back then. These are the three nigunim that we're going to hear, Be'ez Hashem. Yeah, the five will begin. And I'm mental.
Okay.
Oh. Zina Nigan from Rabbeinu Rosenfeld, the notes from Rabbeinu Rosenfeld from Dubna.
Nigun is from 206A. La 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 la